check it out. The crew that cannot use it in the present state.
Well, this... I will. This saddens me that I've gotten you into this kind of a thing.
Well, it saddens me that we can't, we've got some problems that's not, we always know what to care for what to get into.
That's right.
What else you know?
Not a thing. I've just been busy as a bee. I'll go in and see Walter after I get done here to find out what he can tell me on this. Yes, I saw you on television last night. Very good.
Well, you know, what should I tell a New York Times? It looked like to me they're pretty Andy Johnson. Now, what's your objective? Do you get that impression?
I do. And you saw the editorial this morning. Yep. And
I don't know a damn thing about it.
And the one on the consumer thing, they had two today. Well, it was sort of saying, you know, this is old stuff and nothing's going to happen and so forth. I was surprised you did this luncheon with him.
Well, I shouldn't have. As a mistake. Somebody else arranged and I wasn't on top of it. They just come in and say, here's your schedule in New York. You do it. I don't think there's anything to be gained by it. Who runs it?
Young Salzberger. Yes, he really does. His father is a very sick man. Arthur Hayes is, I think he'll be there, but he, don't be surprised if he doesn't remember your name, you know. He's almost senile.
What pitch would you give? Just a general reserve and aloofness?
I certainly would. You've got one very strong friend there and a man by the name of Oakes. And he's a gray-haired, curly-haired...
I know him. Me and his family have been down several times. But hell, he runs the editorial page.
That's right. But I'm not sure that he runs it to that extent. This is a committee operation over there. How long will you be there today? No, I didn't mean how long at times, but...
I'll be here tonight. Be at times 1 o'clock, I guess, to 3, and then I go to 4 o'clock, meet the fitness man, and then I go to this wife for dinner tonight.
Mm-hmm. Then you're coming back after the dinner?
Come back tonight.
Yeah. Anything I can do for you when I get back this afternoon?
Just kind of look at these things objectively and try to give you your impression. What do you think about the Republicans? What are they doing? They making any headway?
I don't think they're making any headway at all.
You think we've been hurting in the last 10 days on account of the stereo set and television?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
What should we do about it?
I'm not sure I've got the advice on what to do, but I think there's some hurt, and there's an awful lot of loose talk about Bobby and TFX and so forth. I have not heard that one. Sometime I think, you know Bob Lovett, don't you? Sometime I think it would be profitable to ask him to drop down just for a short visit. He's a very wise guy and I think could be very helpful. He's very strong for you. If there's anything that occurs to you...
I think just read out or just generally spare you or give no, the Republicans strength or what?
I don't think it's giving him strength, but I do think it's creating some doubts. And I'm not sure what could resolve that doubt as long as this thing is in sort of hanging over the whole situation right now. But there's no question in my mind but what this is creating a sort of a question mark, and no one's turned. But I think it's just in that posture now where people are beginning to say, well, you know, what is there to this? And then this damn TFX talk is the thing that I think is, in some quarters, beginning to... I was at a banker's meeting the other night in New York at dinner, and some of the guys were talking about it then and saying they weren't taking a position that it was true. They were just saying this troubled them. And these were not Democrats. These were Republicans, but they're Republicans who are very strong for you and for the things you've done.
What is the trouble about
this? Well,
Bobby Baker's supposed to have had something to do with it?
Yes, either that he had, and that's going to come out and embarrass you, or that he believes that, or says that you do, yet that you had something to do with it.
Neither is true.
Oh, I'm sure of that, but...
Well, it could be very easily, because it was natural and normal. My judgment was that the first thing I'll do is just say something. We won't have to discuss any contract with you. We set the web, and that's what we set back there, and that's what we've done. Our people have done it. So everybody talked to us about it. We just say you were talking to Congress. You can't be the church on that. That situation is fine. That's what we do. But whatever they study.
Well, how long is this thing going to drag on over the...
Oh, if the tax bill gets out of the way, the Republicans won't drag it right up to the election and use it. I have made motions. I don't know whether it seems to me that it's pretty little. I don't think it makes a difference whether Reynolds gave me $500 then or Baker gave me $500 then. If Reynolds gave it to me, we'd spend $1,000 on insurance, so what?
Sure.
If Baker gave it to me, he worked for me, and we just cut $600 holding him down to see it. So what? They talk about something happening to Stephen. If that's the strongest campaign they've got, I don't believe that appeals to people much. I don't see much reaction, but different people would tell me, you know. And that's why I decided to find out. I'm not concerned. Old California, finished January 31st, showed I had more Republican votes than any Republican except Nixon. And damn near as many in the Republican group as he had, and I got 91% of the Democrats. Michigan, it showed the same thing. Pennsylvania, I got more Republicans than Scranton. Now, of course, you got these Literary Digest polls. You can't believe them. But I think the Republican community got hit awfully hard by the budget. And they don't know what the hell to do. And they've got no positive affirmative program. They're not for anything. I'm for a tax bill. They're against it. I'm for a civil rights bill. They're against it. I'm for a medical care bill. They're against it. And all they're for is Bobby Baker investigation.
That's right. It's all negative, and they haven't got a strong man in the whole group.
I don't see that they're making any progress, but I don't want to get more dodges. Now, they've been in the McGraw Hill coming out Friday with a survey they made on potential capital investment in October. And they polled of industry and manufacturing, and that employs 40% of the people in this country. That's a pretty wide group. Obviously, some of the bigger employers, they say that they 63. I went back to them in January the 15th, brought it up today, January 31st. It's quite significant from October, 2 days.
Sure.
It jumped to 9%. And it runs about about $43 billion.
That doesn't surprise me one bit, because that's what you hear in business circles every place, that they've got a new confidence and it comes out of you, and they're going ahead and doing things that they were just sitting on the edge of their chair on, and you know, 3 months ago.
I had a meeting with a couple of the cabinet, and I said, now you keep your foot off everybody's neck now, election till we get elected here, and we'll lay down our policies and carry them out. But I'm tired of people being harassed and being getting new bulletins and new questionnaires, and just generally irritating. I called in all the regulatory agencies and told them the same thing. Get your damn foot off the neck, let's see if this system works. Now, if it won't work, and they can't provide any jobs, they're just a big bag of wind. We'll come back in here next January after the election, and we'll give them the damnest WTA you ever saw. We'll employ the people of this country, but I'm going to give them a chance to do it first. And one or two of my rip snorters, I imagine like FTC, Federal Trade, and FCC, and some of them might not have liked it too much, but they sure got the message, and they got it loud and clear. But I believe it's also written down to the that group I had in the other day, Eddie Bales.
The CED group.
And I believe it's written through the advisory council, and it looks like that, and I think it's being reflected. Now, Don Cook this morning said his company will make more damn money than you ever saw by going in with big capital investments. You can live the hell out of all their costs. Away their obsolescence and antiquated stuff. And I said, well, Consolidated Edison in Chicago told me the other day that the tax bill is now they're going to spend $100 million. Well, he said, we'll do much more than that. And we're revising all of our plans based on this, and we're going to take advantage of that. That's what he told me this morning. So he's going to do $200 million.
Well, I
going to go to talk to terms of AT&T and Electric Power and Consolidated Edison, a few of those doing a few hundred million, it don't take a long time to get up there.
Oh, not at all, and this is the stuff that makes an awful lot of other people come along with them.
Do you see any, aren't you an economist?
No, no.
What were you, an educator?
No.
You to teach education?
No, I was a psychologist.
Psychologist, right. I thought you were an economist.
No, I just had to learn something about it since I got in business. But our own economist in the company is very high. He's very high on things.
Are you pretty well sold out?
In time?
Like?
It's all right. It'll shape up. This is the time of the year when you take your lumps because people are trying to jockey for position. But we're in no pain at all on sales.
Do you think our answer to the next thing is in all the rooms like the National Land?
I'd like to think about that and not give you a flip answer, because I don't have the answer on the tip of my tongue. It's been worrying me, but I don't have the answer. But I'd like to give it some thought and get word to you on it. Got the time. I'll talk to you myself.
Tribune.
What?
I don't know where it's ever
done.
I know that they are doing it.
Oh, they certainly are. Sure, they keep that column going on the front page and carry.
They don't know where we're going. And they'll give you an ease, and then if you please, and our say about the time, and come out so forth. Plenty of people being disloyal. Plenty of people being disloyal. Big stories, and the next day somebody else.
Right.
And the next day somebody else. There, boy, I'm going to do a lot of stuff on our left. I'd love to have that before. So, except it just never happened. It just never happened. I'm sure get in and take one of them. I'd love to do a lot of stuff. 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 I was wondering where Harrison Russell was. Thank you.
I thought you had a meeting with John down here, right? Son-in-law. Well, they were back on it again today, as I recall. I get the Tribune late at night, and I think I read it last night. They had a what sounded to me like another one of their cock and bull stories about your operation, and I resented that. The hell out of it, and it's been coming up day after day in the Tribune.
Well, we have to evaluate that, man. Why does that mean that they're concerted move, the press to discredit? Looks like it, doesn't it?
No, I don't think there's a concerted move, but I think there's a there's somebody doing some. Talking out of the sides of the mouth down here someplace, because this these guys are being fed, I think. What, did you read Cy Lewis's column in the, or Ted Lewis's column this morning?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, and that is a pure falsification. Now, I don't have Bobby and all the meat that I have, but I have the same identical people. I have Rusk and my George Bundy.
When did this happen? Boy. Well, what's Pierre? Stuffier. Okay, fine. Thank you.